You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. Tonight, we're just going to open the phones, and we'll have open topic. But I got to warn you, about 21 minutes of this whole broadcast is going to be music. Because I just feel like playing some good music, and some music that you don't normally hear. Really super stuff. And it will really help you if you... sit back during the music. I'll give you some warning so you can just sit back when I play this music. Close your eyes. Let your mind go blank. And then just let your imagination take over. This is just incredible. If you're listening on the internet, you should be able to hear it really well. If you're on shortwave, I don't know. It depends upon the propagation and the reception conditions. And if you're here in the Round Valley, you're going to hear it in studio quality living stereo. It's just some incredible stuff. So we'll open the phones, 520-333-4578. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. And during the broadcast, I'm going to play about five musical selections here. And if you're heritage is Spanish or Hispanic, you're really going to super love it because it's in that genre. So sit back, folks, relax, and as soon as our first selection has finished, the phones will be open. We'll take your calls. In fact, we're going to take your calls all hour. Now, you know, try not to call till the end of the music because some of these are like 4 or 5 minutes long. And you don't want to be sitting on the phone on a long-distance call waiting that long. 520-333-4578 is the number. Make sure, folks, that right now, make sure you're comfortable. Sit back. Close your eyes. Just wipe your mind. Just take all the stuff from the day out of your mind and throw it away. And let your imagination take over. You're going to really love this stuff.
Un amor. Un amor vivir. Llorando. Y me decía. La palabra de Dios, llorando por ti, es un amor, para ya vivir. sea junto a ti, me enamoré allá de ti, que sin tus besos yo no puedo vivir enamorado. Ay, para allá vivir junto a ti, me enamoré allá de ti, que sin tus besos yo no puedo vivir enamorado. Para tener un amor Isabel, que me quería, que atormenta palabra de Dios, llorando por ti. Es un amor, ay, para allá vivir junto a ti, me enamoré allá de ti, ya sin tus besos yo no puedo vivir en el corazón. Para allá vivir junto a ti, me enamoré allá de ti, yo sin tus besos yo no puedo vivir en el corazón. Ay, lo lai, lo lai, lo lai, lo lai, lo lai.
Ah, that's beautiful. You guys, you just wouldn't believe how many acoustic guitars are in this band. An incredible number. There's nothing electric there. Nothing at all. It's all acoustic. And it's a whole bunch of guys playing acoustic and singing. And it's just incredible. 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll take your calls all this hour. And that is when we're not doing the music. And open topic. You can talk about whatever you want to. Whatever's on your mind. What is on your mind, anyway? I have been out of touch for the whole weekend. In case you didn't observe, the website did not change. I had a bad case of eye strain. Could not watch television. Could not look at a computer screen. And didn't. My eyes, from working on the computer for so long, quit working. Tell you the truth, they just quit working. I was seeing double and triple and all kinds of stuff, so I had to lay off. No reading, no television, no computer, no nothing for the whole weekend. And so needless to say, I dug way down into my music collection and listened to a lot of music. And as you can see, came up with some gems. 520-333-4578. What's on your mind, guys? Got to be something going on out there that I don't know about. And since I have been off of everything until today, and the only thing I did today was update everything. That's it. I'm still trying to keep my eyes as rested as I can. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Dwayne from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Dwayne.
I'm glad to hear the music you're playing. You don't hear as much Latin music on the air as you really should. It really has a rich heritage and a lot to be. You get a lot out of it, I think.
Yeah, I have to laugh when some people call our Hispanic and Spanish friends second citizens. They owned this country. Long before we ever got here.
Right. They were the original settlers in some parts.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't say we. You know, I've got some Native American. I don't have any Spanish that I know of, but I've got Native American blood, so part of me was here before the Spanish.
Right. Well, there's a rich heritage there, too.
Yeah.
Just a question about the possibility of the Constitution as to whether it has any prohibition against tariffs. being used to protect American industry. I know you'll never see American industry return again.
No, of course not. In fact, tariffs are constitutional. Tariffs, excises, duties are all constitutional taxes.
Well, it seemed like this nation really flourished.
What's not constitutional is income tax.
Right, definitely. It prohibits direct tax on the citizenry.
That's right. Plus, they have no jurisdiction within the states. You see, that's why they have a college of electors to elect the president, because the federal government cannot demand that citizens hold elections, citizens in states. They don't have jurisdiction to hold elections in the states.
Right, like you said the other night, it's just a contract between the states.
That's right.
And the federal government.
That's exactly right. Can I get you to talk louder, please?
Sure, sure. Just one other thought, too. I'm calling from the Pittsburgh area. I just wondered, what's this scenario? We have a situation where the mayor is going to tear down 62 commercial buildings in a several block area to revitalize the area. This is to the objection of many of the owners of those buildings.
Does the city own the land?
No, it's all private. I just wondered whether you thought that was really a form of fascism.
Well, I don't know if it's a form of fascism or not, but it's illegal unless the city goes through the proper legal procedure to get public domain.
Well, I think they were threatening to use eminent domain if somebody refused to sell.
Well, they can't use eminent domain. Yeah, look up the definition of those words. There's things that they can use if it will be for the public good.
Yeah,
they can go in and they can purchase them if the. You know, one night we need to do a show on that kind of stuff, and I need to prepare for it because I'm coming off the top of my head now, and I really don't like to do that.
Yeah, I really don't know that much about it myself. I read a comment in the paper where some fellow said there are thousands of laws that permit these officials to use.
Well, there are, but only in certain cases. For instance, you can't frivolously use eminent domain and those kinds of laws. I mean, there has to be an overwhelming reason to use it that is for the public good.
Well, they say it's to revitalize the area, but
that's very questionable as to whether that's for the public good or whether that's for to line the pockets of a few rich people.
That seems like what it's going to be, because they plan on bringing a lot of high-end retailers in and displacing these other retailers that cater to a.
Yeah, well, see, that's not proper for eminent domain. It really isn't. If you go back and study the history of the law and the intent of making those laws, you'll find out it was to stop people from doing things that would really hurt and damage the community. And to be able to get control of like a section of a waterway to build a dam that would provide electricity for a whole state. Things like that.
Right.
Not to put money in the pockets of a few rich people and make a shopping center downtown. That's not what it's for.
Right, right. Well, I have to do some research on it myself, like you said, and check things out, because it has a lot of history behind it, as you said.
Yeah, it does, and that's what needs to be looked up.
Right. Well, thank you for your time there, Bill.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Open topic, open phone. Don't expect me to know everything, folks. Some things I have to prepare for, and that was one of them. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
Ryan in South Carolina. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
I noticed you had something on your website about voter rights.
Yeah.
And you have a thing here. It says you're in possession of a photo of him wearing a 32nd degree ring.
Yeah.
He says he'll offer $10,000 reward to anyone that shows that picture.
All you got to do is get a copy of what's the name of it? It's put out by the John Birch Society. The magazine.
Uh-huh.
They did a full cover photo of Bo Greitz in his uniform with all his medals, and he's wearing his ring.
Well, I called him on the air on his program, and I asked him if he was ever a Freemason.
Let me tell you something. This guy is the biggest BS artist liar that you'll ever run across.
It was obvious after he answered me.
Yeah, and if you get a collection of all of his radio tapes and the videotapes, and just listen to him from tape to tape, you'll hear him say one thing one day, and the next day contradicts himself. One day he'll be a Mormon. Next day he's a Christian identity. Next day he doesn't have any religion. Next day he believes in reincarnation, and he took his son for past life regression. And
yes,
guess what?
Right.
His son was a soldier in his other life. And now he's a born again Christian, and he's left the Mormon Church. But you contact the Mormon Church and ask them if that's true, and they say no. He's still a full paid up member.
Oh, I believe it. He had mentioned his membership in the Mormon Church and how a lot of his friends were high up Freemasons.
I'm not criticizing any of these religions. I'm criticizing Grites for lying to us for years.
Right.
And I've called him a liar on this broadcast many, many times. If he don't like it, he can sue me.
Oh, I know. He told me. He says, I know where you got that information.
Yeah.
From Cooper.
That's exactly right.
And he just, you know, he lambasted you and all that.
Well, he always does.
But well, you don't worry about my wife and I. We both talk.
I don't worry about anything. I mean, he tried to physically attack me in Salt Lake City, and I made him slip away with his tail between his legs, and there was 40 people standing around laughing at him. It was pathetic.
Well, I've always wondered about him, and I'm finding out little by little about him.
Well, all you got to do is listen to him from day to day.
Well, I try to listen.
He tells the tale of himself.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out more about Mark Kornacki, too, if you'll remember one of my emails to you.
Just call him up or write him a letter.
Uh-huh.
Ask him to send you the proof of who he says he is.
Mark Kornacki?
Yeah. And he'll promise you that he will do that. And guess what? You'll never, ever get it.
Oh. So he wasn't ex-military intelligence or anything like that?
No. Never.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks for the help. I'm going to keep on working on this.
You're welcome.
Oh, you keep up the good work, sir.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
You'll really like this one.
Yo voy caminando a la montaña donde nací. No puedo vivir en la noche del camino. Thank you.
incredible music. My friend Jeff had a birthday party this weekend, and a lot of people were there. It was a wonderful, wonderful party. And our friend Alex Alejandro brought up his whole band from Phoenix. And it was all the most incredible Spanish and salsa music that you've ever heard. And they all came up and just for Jeff's birthday party. And played till about 4 o'clock in the morning. Needless to say, everybody had just a wonderful time. And that's what that's what got me into this Spanish mood, so to speak. 520-333-4578 is the number. It's open topic, open phones, open everything. What's going on in your neck of the woods? What do you want to talk about? Good evening. You're on the air.
Super Dan from Kingsport, Tennessee.
Hi, Dan.
Love your show.
Thank you.
What I'd like to know is an update on the Galileo probe that you mentioned in your book, Behold the Pale Horse.
I haven't even been keeping up with it.
I was real curious about that. That was a very interesting story. And also the story of Jonathan May in the back of your book.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever gone over that with your audience? That's a fascinating story.
No, but Jonathan May was released for prison and from prison, I should say, eventually, and went to Washington State and then disappeared.
And then just disappeared, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, that is a fascinating story.
Yeah, it is.
I really appreciate what you do.
And the Galileo thing is a fascinating story, too. According to NASA, it was supposed to have plunged into the atmosphere of Jupiter on December the 31st.
And, oh, that's the last word, and
yeah.
Nothing happened or whatever?
Nothing happened.
So
nothing happened that I know of, let me put it that way.
So the payload of plutonium or whatever was hoax or whatever?
I just told you that I know of.
Okay, I understand.
I don't know what happened.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
See you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. Open topic. Open phones, and we're going to take your calls for the rest of the hour. I haven't been keeping up with anything that's been happening, folks, and that's why we're doing this, not just for me, but for you, too, so you can talk about whatever's going on, because I can't, because I don't know. Good evening. You're on the air.
Forgive me, Bill. I did you wrong.
Well, I might think about it when you get up enough guts to apologize, Glenn. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate you keeping right on doing it, and I'm very sorry for how I done you.
Well, thank you for that. And like I told my audience before, I'll forgive you, Glenn, but it's going to take a little while.
I can understand that.
I can't figure out why you did it. I don't understand that. Well, I don't really know what that means. But anyway, thanks for apologizing.
Thank you for listening to it, sir. Good night.
Good night. Oh, boy. Well, I got to go to music now for sure. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? Nope. Oh, they must have hung up. Don't call if you're going to hang up. You just waste everybody's time. Waste their time. Waste everything. 520-333-4578 is the number. Open phone. Open topic. Be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. And all that stuff. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hi.
This is Skunk from Ohio.
Hi.
And I kind of wonder about that fella saying he's a skunk. No, he ain't no skunk.
No relation to you, huh?
No. No, except no imitation.
Yeah.
You know, is that the fellow that the newspaper editor in Round Valley there?
That's him.
Well, guy's a weak, maybe a cowardly fella, and to say he's a skunk, I'm sorry, I just kind of take offense to that.
Well, that's you know, I've already raked him over the coals enough. He's paying for it, I'm sure, and. I'm sure God's not too happy with what he did, but he got the guts to apologize, and he's asked for forgiveness, and I can't hold grudges forever anyway. I always forgive everybody eventually. I just don't trust them anymore.
Well, he's out there giving skunks a bad name.
Well, I came home one night real late when the research center in the studio was over in St. John's, and I got home. And I got home at about, about 11:30 at night. I used to get home. That was when I was doing five nights a week broadcasting, and I wouldn't get home until 11:30 or 12 at night. And I parked the Bronco and got out and walked right up to the door. And before I realized it, I was right in the middle of a whole family of skunks who were sort of getting out of the wind by the door. And there's all these little baby skunks and the mama skunk, and I thought, oh, I've had it now. And they just, you know, looked at me, and mama skunk trooped off across the yard, and the baby skunks followed her, and I didn't get sprayed at all. And I never could figure that out, especially since she had baby skunks there.
Uh-huh.
But you know how to keep skunks away?
How's that?
Mothballs. They hate mothballs. If you get mothballs and throw them all around your property, you'll never have a skunk come within a mile.
Oh, my biggest experience with them has been the dogs, you know, going out and finding them.
Oh, yeah, dogs.
the tomato juice bath.
Yep, that happened to Sugar Bear one time, and we had to bathe him with tomato juice. That's the only thing that works. Nothing else works. And it doesn't work all the way, I got to tell you. But that's it. Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate
it. Okay, Bill. Good night.
Good night. 520-333-4578 is the number. Open topic, open phones for the rest of the hour. And we've still got two more of our five musical selections to do. One I'll save for the end, and one maybe in about 10 minutes or so. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Cooper. 31 miles north of Sauk County. How are you?
Pretty good.
Speaking of skunks, I don't want to sound too political, but after the skunks get a person, there's only one remedy to get rid of it. It's to draw yourself a big, warm bath and pour in 1 to 2 large cans of tomato juice. And soak and soak and soak. That is the only antidote for the odor.
Yep.
I thought I'd let you and the public know that.
Well,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, we are. We already knew that. I've known that for years. I learned that from my grandmother. And our dog, Sugar Bear, had an encounter with a skunk one time down in Camp Verde when we lived there. And it took a lot of cans of tomato juice, I got to tell you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. On your website, I noticed that the line that used to be entitled Hour at a Time, it moved to underneath your biography of William Cooper. I just thought I'd let your listeners know that, like on your webpage, to get to the Hour at a Time site with the Hour at a Time transcripts and some of the archived ones, they have to go to your biography line. Is that correct?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't changed anything like that.
Well, I was looking at it today, and in order to get to the line called the Hour at a Time...
Which line called it? To go to what? To the Hour of the Time page or the Hour of the Time replays or what? What are you talking about?
The Hour of the Time that has, like, at the bottom, the transcripts for the Hour of the Time, and then Art's Doug's Hour of the Time website.
Oh, that's the Hour of the Time webpage. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll check it.
They have to go to Biography of William Cooper, they go down to the bottom.
If it's broken, I'll fix it, and they won't have to go anywhere but where they're supposed to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Okay, thank you. But I wish you'd send me email to tell me that, not waste airtime, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Airtime's expensive, folks. You know, send me email for stuff like that. Don't waste airtime. 520-333-4578 is the number. Well, it's my fault. I said it was open topic. Open topic means open topic. I guess you can talk about whatever you want to. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we're taking your calls today since I don't really know what's going on. Well, I do know some things that are going on. Hillary announced that she's officially running for the Senate. I knew she was going to do that on Sunday. I had it posted on the website. And by the way, for those of you who don't know where our website is, it's williamcooper.net. Williamcooper.net. And 2 hours after this broadcast ends, you'll be able to hear it on the Internet. You can listen to us live on the Internet right now. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hey, this is Joe. I'm from Louisa.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, a friend of mine gave me your site and radio station there last week. His name is Tim. He's a great friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And I like a lot of your topics. I'll listen to it just a couple weeks. But what do you know and what do you think about the spraying that's being reported all over the world?
There isn't any.
There isn't any?
Total bullshit.
Really?
Absolutely.
Interesting. What about the lab reports that come back with all
these... Hey, man, if all of what these rumor-mongering liars are saying, then the morgues should be piled with dead bodies. They should be in all the refrigerator plants. They should be stacked up in the streets.
Well, not necessarily.
What do you mean, not necessarily?
Well, because...
There's nobody dying anywhere from anything, from any spraying, from any airplane. And there are no lab reports.
Well, how can you say that when the Internet's full of them?
Where?
Well, there's plenty of websites. If you just punch in chemtrails or contrails, there's all kinds.
I've been to all of them. There are no lab reports.
Well, on my computer, there is lab reports.
Of what?
Of actually Epstein-Barr virus.
Of what? Where did it come from?
It came from several sites. Actually, one report.
From where exactly?
Well, you want me to? I can email you the. No,
you brought it up on the air. Now let's hear it. Where did it come from?
Well, there's reports from.
Where did this sample come from?
From the back of a plane.
From the back of a plane?
Yeah, a plane actually flew behind a plane that was spraying a contrail.
Oh, come on.
Hold on. I can only tell you what's reported now.
Come on.
Well, you can say come on, but let me tell you something, one thing. People are reporting upper respiratory diseases. I am a health...
People get respiratory diseases every single winter.
Yeah, but not like this.
Yes, like this.
Well, how do you explain all the X patterns in the sky then?
Airplanes fly. Airplane engines make contrails.
But only where the air freezes, not in...
No. It has nothing to do with the air freezing. It has to do with certain specific atmospheric conditions of temperature and humidity. Also has to do with the amount of moisture in the fuel.
Yeah, but no, contrails dissipate in a few minutes.
Contrails do not dissipate in a few minutes.
They
depending upon the atmospheric conditions, they can remain up there for hours and sometimes days. They can even act as a catalyst, if the conditions are right, to cause ice crystals to form in the air and make cloud cover.
Well, let me ask you this then. Why is it attached to a polymer resin that's collecting on the foliage in different areas, and that's actually what the bacteria has been reported. It's in a polymer resin that has been taken to a laboratory.
And how do you know where this comes from?
Well, it's been falling out of the sky.
How do you know where it comes from?
Well, it's coming from above, obviously, if it's landing on the ground. How can you deny something so adamantly
Because I've investigated it for months, and every time I get down to any of...
It's been happening for years. It's been happening.
Oh, man, you need a mental board or something. You need to go see a psych. Can't handle that, folks, at all. We have thoroughly investigated this contrail bullshit, and that's exactly what it is, for months and months and months. In fact, we have been investigating it for over 2 years. Me, Jay Reynolds, a whole bunch of other people. And we track it down to the source and we find out it's a lie. Every single time, that's what we discover. We don't listen to rumors like all of you do. We don't accept some scanned bullshit lab report on the internet that's not certified by anybody. Wouldn't stand up in any court of law for 5 seconds. And I've read this stuff about these people flying in a little plane behind a big giant jet aircraft. That's bullshit. Number one, they wouldn't get away with it. It's against the law to do that. Number two, let me tell you what happens behind large jet airplanes with multiple engines. They put up a turbulence that would flip a Piper Cub and make it spin out of control, and those people would probably get killed, unless they were just expert pilots that could handle something like that. You don't fly small planes behind large multiple-engine jet aircraft. You don't do it. You don't fly them behind jet fighter aircraft. And here's something else that you better learn right off the bat. There are no small planes that can keep up with these large planes or even get near them at the speeds that they fly. You guys are so full of crap, it's pathetic. And you fall for the bullshit, you never check anything. Do you know the speed of a Piper Cub? Do you know what speed a Cessna flies at? Do you know what speed a 707 or a KC-135 flies at, or a KC-130, or a C-130, or a C-135, or a C-147, any of these? Come on, people. You're not using your brains, if you even had any to begin with. And somebody goes out and picks up some sticky stuff somewhere, and they say it came from the sky. You don't know where the hell it came from. There is no sworn affidavit connected to it. They type up something that they call a lab report. You ask them, what lab did this lab report? They give you some name. Half the time, you can't find such a lab because it doesn't exist. And the other half of the time, you get a hold of the lab, and they say, well, that didn't come out of the air. Or we didn't do any lab report on that. I'm not kidding you, folks. This is just absolutely ridiculous. You've gone way over the edge. And then spotlight. See, you all are reporting that they're killing you. First it was coming out of the engines, and it was biological warfare material. Well, germs can't survive the heat of a combustion chamber. Then when we nailed them against the wall with that, they changed it. Oh, too, they're spraying. It's not coming out of the engines. First, it was coming out of the engines. Now it's coming out of sprayers. Oh, jeez. And nobody's dying. Morgues aren't full. Certain times of the year, yeah, emergency rooms get full with upper respiratory infections because that's what happens in wintertime. Every single winter. And this year, just like most other years, we got a flu epidemic. And then the spotlight comes out. And guess what the spotlight says, folks? Oh, they have absolute certainty that they're not spraying stuff that kills people, but they are spraying stuff. They're spraying stuff that counteracts biological warfare material so that if there's a terrorist attack, it won't hurt us. The spotlight's full of bullshit, too. You're all off your rocker. What happened to Treasury Gate? Remember that? I mean, I could just go on. I could name the bullshit crap that you guys fall for day after day, week after week, year after year, and I could name thousands of them. And they keep you busy running around chasing your tail with this crap so that you never will catch on to what's really going on or who's really doing anything to who. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Dave.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
Are you dying from anything? Did you get sprayed today?
No,
did
not
you see
yet.
Did you see the contrails over the valley today?
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God. We're all gonna die.
Nah, not me. Look,
it's funny. The contrails always stay up there.
The only thing is fight the Cherokee.
One of these days, you're going to see a chunk of contrail break off and fall down and crush a car.
Not at my house.
Oh, this thing is unbelievable.
We had a Cherokee.
What can I do for you?
Well, we had a Cherokee. We're flying over Boulder City, Nevada.
Uh-huh.
And two HNs come out, one on each wingtip.
Yeah.
And the pilots waved at us, broke off, and about flipped us over. It ain't going to happen.
That's right. Ain't going to happen at all.
Not at all. I mean, we're going 120 miles an hour. These guys are going 350, 400 miles an hour. It just isn't going to happen.
That's right.
And that's with an A-10.
Yeah. But you hear this guy? A little Piper Cub flew up behind one of these giant four-engine jet airplanes and got samples.
Catch me if you can. Sorry. Not going to happen.
Oh, boy.
I mean, we had fun. These guys flew with us. Matter of fact, we went over to Nellis Range one day going to Boise.
Yeah.
Out of Boulder City. And these guys flew over us, and we had we're on their radio frequency. We had the traffic coming over, and this one guy, Viper 1, go ahead, we have bogeys in our area. And this guy come at us like at Mach 2, and he just about flew that airplane of mine ass over tea kettle. I mean, it was upside down.
Yeah.
And there's just no way. No way in hell.
Yeah. Have you ever taken off behind a large jet or something where you get caught in the turbulence?
No, you can't.
It'll kill you, won't it?
Well, sure it will. The body out of that jet will flip you upside down and drive you in the ground.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, see, one of these days, if people ever start using their brains, I think I'll have a heart attack from joy.
Well, good for you. You get my emails.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
We got some real concerns here.
I know.
So anything you can do to help,
okay.
We'll be real glad to hear from you, but we got some real concerns here. This is really getting out of hand.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All righty.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
pero ya lo siento ya.
American history there. Well, we still have a few more minutes. 520-333-4578 is the number. And you can take your calls for the rest of the hour. What there is left of the rest of the hour. I still find it humorous if somebody thinks they can get in a little Piper Cub and fly behind a 707 or something and survive that experience. Oh man, it's incredible how easy it is to fool people. Good evening, you're on the air.
Just wondering what you're thinking about what's happening in Austria with the world government there, the world media going nuts about this man because he supposedly...
I need you to talk louder.
Oh, sorry, I was just wondering what your opinion was of what's happening in Austria over the coalition government over there.
Well, aren't these people always yelling about democracy this, democracy that, democracy's great, democracy's the best, democracy, everything's democracy, democracy, democracy?
As long as you go by the new...
I need you to talk. I need you to talk loud and keep your voice up there.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Sure, as long as you go by the New World Order democracy.
Well, no, it's about control. You see, don't ever listen to what they say. All this democracy crap doesn't mean anything. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just changed phones.
Okay. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything at all. It's bullshit. In fact, democracy is a code word for socialism.
Exactly.
And so it doesn't mean a thing. What they mean is they want control. And if you go along with them, then you have a democracy. If you're not going along with what they want, then you don't have a democracy and you need to be squashed like a bug.
What I find really hypocritical, it seems to me anyways, the people that are screaming the loudest, like a lot of Zionists, they, in Israel, that is probably the most xenophobic, racist state or nation in the world. They commit genocide against the Palestinian people almost on a daily basis. Why is there no hue and cry about that?
Well, I think you'll find that it's both ways, but I abhor all of it. All of it is wrong. And Israel does not have a democracy. It's a socialist. It's a socialist government. And anybody who's not Jewish does not have the same privileges or status as Jewish citizens. You're a second-class citizen.
Exactly. exactly. Now go try that in Austria and say that this is going to become a Christian nation.
Well, in Austria, they had fair elections. They elected their coalition government. That's democracy in action, right?
Well, it depends on how you're... Yeah, I guess if you use the term democracy, yeah.
Well, according to what it is the popular vote elects the government, right?
Well, see, that's one thing I've always kind of... I sort of learned this from you, actually, a long time ago, is that words mean what they say and say what they mean. And the actual strictly construed term for democracy is ruled by people.
Yeah.
So if the people are good, it's ruled by good people. If the people are bad, it's ruled by bad people, but it's still democracy either way.
Yeah, but to be ruled by people, it means the people have a say in the government. And the way they do that is by electing their leaders.
Yeah.
That's one of the facets of democracy. They can also vote themselves whatever they want, you know, in a democracy. But that they voted, they had fair elections, and they voted that coalition government. And so that's democracy. The people chose their leaders, and now all of these other people are always harping about democracy, and the people should have a say in what, you know, what happens and all this kind of stuff. They're mad because they didn't get the government they wanted in Austria, and they don't even live there. It's none of their damn business.
Yeah, but I see what this is, of course, is all coming about, though, is world government.
Got to let you go. We're out of time.
Thank you.
Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Kuhn-Allison. I love you. And this is for you. It's called Amor à Liberté. That's love and liberty. I'd like to have pursued that last conversation, folks, but we ran out of time. Thank you. You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager, classic radio like you always wished it could be. You know all I can say for you people that are scared to death of the contrails? Sew yourself up in a rubber suit, get in bed, pull the covers over your head. First, go around and nail all the doors and windows shut. Pack all the cracks with rags and all that kind of stuff, and stay there. And be quiet. Thank you very much. Now return you to all oldies most of the time.